Okay, you are on.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting to order.
This conference will now be recorded.
She takes a second.
Edina Township Trustees, this is a regular scheduled meeting. It's for June 24th of 2021, and the time now is 7:03 p.m. May I please have a roll call?
Mr. Scopa?
Here.
Mr. Johnson?
Here.
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Can we please stand for the pledge? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right, let's take a moment of silence for our military veterans, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders. Thank you. First up on our agenda is payroll time and attendance discussion. And do we still need this in regards to after we had talked the other day? Because I think it had to do with being able to see what they have put in for vacation and things like that.
Right. No, the only thing I do want to mention is just a reminder to everyone that any department head that still is able to approve payroll is just to wait. The comp time approvals are the only things that I know we've talked about. I don't approve them because I approve those at the end. The comp time, the conversion from overtime to comp. You've never done that. The only, and then payroll, let me just cover this now and then you can just go ahead and approve payroll. So we did have, I was unaware, generally speaking, anytime that there is a raise for trustees or fiscal officers, we cannot take that until our next term, but this time that was not the case. So I know, Chuck, you're happy. I didn't tell you about this. So Doug, when he came in, because he's new, he did get the raise. So you were making all more than your counterparts here. However, Nick had sent this out to the prosecutor's office, and both Chuck and I did get the raise effective 2021. It's not much, don't get too excited. However, we're always a month behind. So we've been actually paid for 5 months in 2021. So being that we get paid the first of the month, I did that on this pay, just so that there's no confusion.
Okay.
So you'll see that that amount on this payroll journal. And I didn't want you guys to not know why that's on there. So that's what you'll see there. And then that new rate will be in effect next month as well. So that's what you're seeing on the payroll journal tonight.
All right.
Okay.
Anything else?
I'm sorry, Mike. You have to wait.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. All right, then. Next up is approval of payroll. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll. Check dated 6/25 of 2021. Total amount is $35,668.93. With $7,442.81 in withholdings, deductions, liabilities, and I will incorporate this two-page document as presented.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Next up is approval of a supplemental appropriation by resolution. So at this time, I move to adopt resolution number 0624-2021-043 to approve the supplemental appropriation reallocation of funds dated 6/24 of 2021 and incorporate this one-page document by reference.
Second.
So a little discussion on this. So we had to move some funds around. The police department had a couple line items that were starting to get a little bit lower in our budget. So we moved some money into those. And then we also moved some money around for the playground. We had originally last year, we had budgeted, and then with COVID hitting, we kind of took it out this year, knowing that if we had to, we were able to move it around from the other items that we had. So that's what Angela and I did the other day. So that's what this reallocation is.
Also important to note that we had also, if you guys remember at the budget time, we had put money in for that, the netting. Is that what it's called, the fencing netting?
Right.
Like, we had it in another line, and I wanted just to put it all in the playground line.
So we just put it all in?
So we just moved it all to that one line, just to be able to keep it. I'd like to keep it.
Yeah, the netting's not up, though, right?
No, but I just wanted it all in that one line item, just to be able to keep it easier to track, so.
These are numbers that were already approved at one point in time?
Yes.
Yes, and just so you know, this is a zero net change. It's just moving from one appropriation account to another. So if it's a supplemental, it's then you're changing. You're actually decreasing or increasing, but when it's a supplemental reallocation, you're having a zero net change. It's just
left pocket to right pocket.
Exactly.
Okay. Any other discussion on this? Roll call, please.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Is that next up will be site plans, and the first person up for site plans is McManus Agency. Is there anyone here from there? Yes. You can stay there. State your name and address for the record.
Sure. You need my business address or my home address?
Your business address is fine.
Sure. Krista McManus, and it's 4914 Fenn Road, Medina.
Okay. Do you have anything that you'd like to add to this before we?
Elaine actually called me this week to get some more information about how much the building we use, because there were some questions in the zoning meeting about parking spaces,
okay,
which has never been a problem, and we don't foresee it ever being a problem, but we did, we were able to give some more detail about how much of the building that we were going to be using.
Okay.
So she said she was providing that in the documentation.
Yeah, I know about that. I apologize for that.
That's okay. We'll
work on that.
Yeah,
my husband sent me instead.
And she'll probably
was done with them on Tuesday.
I heard that.
Yeah, he's entertained. Goes, well, my wife sent me.
Yeah. And I'm sure Elaine will forward it to the zoning commission so that they have an understanding as to, because I think that was some of their questions that they had.
Sure. So we bought the building from an insurance agency, and we are an insurance agency, so it's literally like it's his retirement, right, so that we would take this over. So
okay,
there's no real change in use, just change in ownership.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. At this time, then, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a change of use for the McManus Agency located at 4914 Fenn Road as presented.
Second.
Any more discussion on this?
Nope.
Roll call, please.
Scopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
I might need to have Elaine make it that she has a separate sheet of paper with the stamps on it.
Well, it's the stamp is on a dark area.
It's on the dark area, so you really can't see if we've even, you know. So I think maybe next time if something like that, we'll just add a sheet to the cover page, and then
well,
you guys.
Well, the trouble with adding a sheet, you try to put the stamp on the actual drawing of whatever you're dealing with, but I agree with you sometimes.
Yeah, this one was pretty dark.
It's a little tricky.
Sometimes you can even just put like a post-it note there when you copy it.
Done with that one.
And then it lightens up that spot, and then you just stamp that spot. That's what I do.
Make sure we're done with each other.
If they're happy, so.
We are.
It works.
You alleviate.
So just so you know, it's been approved by us, so now Elaine will get all the documents and that, so you can touch base with her in regards to getting all your permits and that you need.
Awesome. Thank you.
I have documents here that Elaine wants you to have.
Oh.
So when you leave, you make sure you have the grant.
No, she doesn't need any of that. And then, you don't have to stay if you don't like. You can leave. You don't have to.
Oh, gosh.
Unless you really want to sit and stay and listen.
Thank you all.
Have a nice evening.
You too. Compelling on TV. We're very entertaining.
I wish I had time for TV. Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
All right. Bye. Next up, then, is CAM Auto Investment. Doing business, I guess, is JDB Now.
Yep. Chris McPhee, 2825 Medina Road.
from KM Auto Investments, National Auto Group, and J.D. Gunnell.
Okay. Anything you want to put on the record?
I spoke with Elaine as well in regards to the parking spaces at the building. I think that's something that you guys are ironing out behind the scenes.
Okay.
There was a minimum requirement of about 80. We can, I think there was 54 allocated. The minimum requirement was 80. We have 400. So on our end, we can accommodate whatever you require. It's already there and they are in place.
Right.
Well, again, I apologize for that confusion.
No worries. Entertainment value.
It's maybe the first time.
All right, so at this time, I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a change of use for KM Auto Investments JDB Now, located at 2825 Medina Road, with a notation that 80 parking spaces will be maintained as presented.
I'll second. Excuse me, one second. The only thing I'd like to add is we have not applied for signage or name on that signage for a future meeting, maybe in July.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. It'll go through zoning first, and then it'll eventually come to us.
Okay.
So the same process, just get the permit for the sign, go to Alice's board, they'll approve or deny, and then work right to us again.
Thanks.
All right, so any other discussion on this? Roll call, please.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
And like I told the other lady, just touch base with Elaine, and she'll have all the paperwork for you once she gets these on her desk, which will be tomorrow morning.
Great.
Welcome to the township.
Thank you very much.
No,
I appreciate it.
Next up is purchase orders and training requests. Chuck, do you have any tonight?
No, I do not.
Doug, do you have any tonight?
No, sir.
I have one. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve purchase order requisition. It's for the police department. The vendor's going to be the City of Medina Finance Department. This is for the City of Medina 2021 Dispatch Services. Total amount is $68,290.63.
Second.
This is for our dispatch fee for this year. It usually goes up a little percentage every year. I think last year it went up, what was it?
It's usually 1.5.
Yeah, 1.5. So we just got the bill the other day, so we're looking to send them their check.
When is it due?
June 1st.
Probably.
It's going.
Well, they waited until November last time because it got lost with the COVID mess, but.
Doesn't say. I don't see a
okay. Well, we'll just date. It'll be in
yeah,
the next
fine.
The checks then.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
We didn't need to move money for that.
Yeah, we had money in there. We had already budgeted for that.
I'm going to take this
out of the increase.
Oops.
See you here.
Nick?
Yeah.
Do you want me to give you this right now, this invoice, or do you want to keep it together?
No, you can
keep
it. Well, I mean the invoice itself for the accounts payable folder.
Right.
You want that right now?
Yeah.
Next up is approval of accounts payable. And I have a thing that says I'm supposed to read this first. For the public record, at the 4/29/2021 regular trustee meeting, in the motion to approve accounts payable, I stated that incorrect total dollar amount was of $45,408.36. And I'd like to correct the total amount that should have been stated is $44,408.36.
What was that, $44,000?
$44,408.36. So that covers that. All right, now at this time, I'd like to approve accounts payable dated 6/21 of 2021 to 6/25 of 2021. I will incorporate electronic check number 41-2021 and continuing electronic number check number 42-2021. We will then start with physical check number 31532 and finish with physical check number 31563. The total amount is $32,690.56, and I will incorporate this two-page document as presented.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just that OPERS and last payroll is not included on there. I just haven't got that. It's not in yet. Oh, those are obviously paid, but they just haven't been put in the UAM system yet.
All right. So no, it doesn't look like an LST bill this time?
I don't believe so. It would be way higher.
All right, then. Roll call, please.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Next up is old business, playground committee discussion.
This is mine. Okay, so we talked about this last couple meetings. We have revamped our playground committee, and we have the list of names, so I'd like to read that into the record. There is Joe Watts, Dana Johnson, Stacy Mitchell, Cliff Hawker, Angel Abshire, Glenn Brandt, Jason Aberg, Doug Eastwood, and Angela Ventura, myself. So some of the same names. A couple people did not sign up again, but I think we have a great group. Dana was not able to serve as chair this year, so Stacy Mitchell has graciously offered to serve as our chairperson.
Yeah. Thank you, Stacy.
Look at the enthusiasm, huh?
Super excited.
Everybody stepped back and you were left there, huh?
No, she's going to be wonderful. We already have some really great things planned. We have a photographer who's offered to do our groundbreaking. She's actually offered to take the pictures through the whole event, but we are planning a PR groundbreaking event in which I would like all of us there. 7 p.m., the pictures will look best. So if we could plan this, we do need to decide when we can do that. Alice, I did need to ask you, do we have to wait for zoning approval just to do the groundbreaking? Like, you know, shovel some dirt.
Yes, I know what groundbreaking is. Why not? Go ahead with the groundbreaking because you're not constructing anything right at the time. So. What is that plan for?
Well, that's what we're trying. I would like to figure out. So I will have the zoning paperwork in on time for the next zoning meeting because we have the drawings and renderings for that. But if we could schedule a groundbreaking, that would be wonderful.
When does this committee meet on a regular basis?
Well, that's since we couldn't really decide anything until we formally. I need you guys to just formally name the committee, if you would. I mean, I don't know that we need to, but it would be nice to, on the record. There you go.
Can we do that first before you guys decide
sure.
on the date? So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the 2021 Playground Committee. The following people will be Angela Ventura, Joe Watts, Dana Johnson, Stacy Mitchell, Cliff Hawker, Angel Abshire, Glenn Brandt, Jason Aberg, and Doug Eastwood.
A second.
Any discussion on this? Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
How's that, Angela?
Perfect. Thank you.
What day were you looking for?
Well, so you asked.
Are you guys meeting as a group first, and then we worry about this? I mean,
yeah, I
haven't seen anything.
Yeah,
so
I think we ought to have a submittal showing exactly what, where, and how.
Well, the reason we need to move on this pretty quickly is that right now the company that we went for quotes last year, I think Mike probably remembers this. Chuck, maybe you do too. Dana and I did a ton of work, the committee itself, but Dana and I mostly went out for the quotes, and DWA Recreation by far had come in the best.
Best price.
So yeah, So we'll continue to work with them. They've been in contact, and right now, like from today, if we start, our earliest date for putting the structure up is in September for phase one.
Okay.
So, and realistically speaking, to start our major fundraising, we need that structure in place. So a PR event will be great, but getting that structure up will be even better, so.
I, rather than open up a can of worms tonight, as far as which comes first, the chicken or the egg, right? I think that I'd like to have a meeting with the committee and we can have some conversation organizational wise and layout. I'm kind of really conservative about stuff like that, so I'm all about getting it done, but timing is kind of critical and having all the pieces with all the right people.
You're talking about putting the structure up or get just the groundbreaking?
Well,
yes.
Yeah.
I think for both, just making sure that we know for the groundbreaking for the PR piece, what the blurb is that we want to put out around the groundbreaking, I think will be helpful.
Okay. Well, then I would like to schedule that soon.
Yep. So for the committee members, where can I get their contact information?
That I believe that's all on there. Was that on the list today? Did you just hand it back to me?
I'll get it from you.
Okay, yep. Okay. I will give that to you.
What is the committee going to do? That's my question. What's the?
We really haven't seen anything.
What's the committee going to do?
So the committee, what's last year we started, we started from scratch. We basically picked, we built what we wanted to see in that spot. We had picked five phases, well, four plus a pavilion. Now, I think, again, since we are starting over, we'll have to revisit that and see if that's still what we're looking to do. And we do need to get with you just because I know there was, I believe that was at the water line or gas line.
Electric line.
Yeah, just to make sure. But one of those lines, yeah, those pesky lines. But I think Taylor went over that with you, didn't he? With the guy from DWA?
I never met Taylor.
Okay. Oh, I thought he talked to you. Jeff. Maybe he talked to Jeff.
Maybe he talked to Jeff.
Yeah. So, but I believe we had it all. Chuck maybe did then, didn't
it? It might have been Mark. Mark was on the committee. So it might have been Mark.
Okay, that was it.
But some of the things, sure, Danny, just kind of my recollection in regards to what they had presented last year, some of the things they did do, I believe with the committee was they had some kids, they came in and kind of had them give their input as to what they would like to see on playgrounds. So I think the committee used some of that, some of their ideas as to what certain items would be. It's going to be more of a inclusive, is that?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's inclusive structure.
Every phase will be.
And then so.
We pick.
You got to realize this thing's going to be clear back behind that building. It might be closed at nighttime.
Oh, yeah.
You know, my parking lot is not open to public traffic after hours.
I
because of state. So.
Well, we don't want, what time, when you say nighttime, what time?
3 o'clock, they have to do.
When Denny leaves.
Well, we're going to have to.
That's what I think. If we
that, you know, that's not us. That's not me. That's the state saying
they
cannot be used before public access.
And you can get in from the other.
You can come in off the back road.
Yeah.
Right.
And then just walk up.
Yeah.
The parking lot back.
Yeah, which a lot of families are using it for the fields anyways, and that was kind of the idea of giving the kids who are not playing.
Just so everybody knows.
Yeah, I understand.
It's not right off the side of the street.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's fine. That's not the problem. We want safety. We don't want, you know, kids being able to wander away.
For sure.
And I'm sure the committee will sit down with you, Denny, too, and kind of show you what they have and kind of your input as to knowing the way everything lays over there and that, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
I would like to get a meeting scheduled with them.
Yeah. All right. That's your first job. Get a meeting.
Right. Because the longer we hold that off, it's just we have to be able to get on there, even on their books, because the longer we hold off, the longer that's pushing it out.
That's fine.
But the one thing with DWA is they have a big grant coming up in October. So for phase two, we would like to go out for that, but we can't without having the next phase.
Let's get that meeting
scheduled. Yep. Yeah. So since Stacy's in charge of that committee, I'm sure she'll get everything straightened and squared away.
No doubt.
Just keep them in line. That's all. All right.
I think last year, Saturdays seemed to work better for everybody, but I don't know if that'll still be the case, so if you want to just...
All right, anything else with that?
I think that's it.
Thank you again, Stacy, for cheering that up.
Love it.
Thank you.
Next up is employee resident meeting attendance discussion.
All right.
Is that me?
I don't know.
I think it's both of us. I think you and I both had questions on this before. You want to start?
No, you start, because I want to...
Okay. So we had talked, we had discussed this at the 29th, the meeting on the 29th of April, regarding if we, any elected official comes to a meeting that, like, not a board of trustees meeting, for your zoning meeting, you know, something like that, if we can part, you know, be here and participate as a non-elected official, as a resident, and what that looks like. And I think, Mike, you had...
My position was, you know, we're all residents of the township, so we all have a say in things, too.
Right.
But we're also elected officials. My position is, I think we should still, you know, I mean, we can still act as elected officials, and I think we need to do it, you know, appropriately and not have, you know, arguments or anything like that. But we can also say, on the record, I'm stating this as a resident of the township.
Right.
And go from there. But I still think we have to kind of watch what we say, just because we are public officials.
Well, it's like me when I come to the zoning meeting. I don't want to say anything because I feel that, you know, I'm a trustee. Even though I might have an opinion on it, I'm an elected official, and what I say kind of has more weight than a normal person. So, you know, obviously I behave, I'd be quiet, and then if I have any concerns or questions, obviously I would ask, you know, Alice or, you know, or Carrie, you know, depending on which board it is, and then we can address it here. But for attending a meeting, you can't do it both ways. You know what I'm saying? You're either there being a public official, you know, taking it in, or you can, you know, or you're a resident voicing your concern. And again, even like the public hearing, you know, you weren't going to see me coming up to a microphone and saying, hey, one way or the other, you know?
Right.
We're held in different standards, and I think we have to remember that. And it's the same thing even like here at the table, you know, when we have the employee table, I think that should be for employees that are currently on the clock, you know what I mean? It's not like if you're a police officer, you know, by day, and you're going to come into this meeting and you're a resident, you should sit in the resident thing. You're not a current employee. You know, that area is for the people like police chief, fire chief, or secretary, you know, the people who are there. So that's how we kind of separate the meetings, you know. So if you're over there, you're acting as, you know, a public person.
Okay.
And if you're over here, then you're a resident. But, you know, again, we all should hold ourselves to higher standards. And getting into it with people or anything like that, I don't tolerate that.
How do you feel, Doug?
I kind of echo Chuck's thought as far as that separation. I think we should have an opportunity to share our thoughts, but like at the hearing, it was interesting. There was a point in time when if you kind of agreed with one thing, you were supposed to act a certain way. And I stayed in my seat, and the gal in front of me turned around and scowled, and I smiled, and then of course then the other half had an opportunity to react, right? And I stayed in my seat, and she looked at me and said, "What is with you? Are you a trustee or something?" And I was like, you know, I'm here to look, listen, and, you know, pay attention to what's going on around me. I don't want to influence somebody, and I don't, you know, it's, honestly, I feel like we're there to represent. So I prefer taking that, because people do weight your suggestions or write into things. If you say something, it's really hard for...
And it gets blown out, one way or the other, exponentially, too. You know, like, oh, so-and-so said this, you know, and then that's why I said, I just keep it.
Today I had a gal almost in tears call me up. It was like 10 to 1, it's going into lunch, and she read something in the paper about how the politicians were all thinking a certain way. And she's like, we're at the meeting, how could you? And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. First of all, if you're reading a newspaper, you were at the meeting, everyone was at the meeting, just let the process play out. Don't panic. And she was legitimately upset. And I think the conversation was calming, you know, and thankful we had it. But people react to different things different ways. So I would want to keep a little bit of the separation there.
I think especially as the elected ones too. I think we're higher than even nominated or employed. It just
Say that. So then if an employee says something that's extremely disrespectful to an elected official during the meeting, how do you want to handle that?
If you're talking about the ones I talked, and the problem is I think it was both sides. You know, two wrongs don't make a right, and I have to juggle that. So
I'm talking about there was a meeting that you weren't at, and that's what prompted all this question. So,
well, like I said, I have an executive session tonight to discuss some things. You know, I've sent out a letter to my boards that I'm not going to tolerate disrespect to each other. I'm not going to tolerate any disrespect for people coming for, you know, to get something, you know, a sign permit or change of use or anything like that. We're a welcoming committee, and I expect to be welcoming and open, and the infighting and the fighting is below us, and I'm not going to tolerate it, and so that's what I'm working on. And I think I've made myself clear, and I think I'm going to be even clearer after this meeting.
Fair enough. I think that's great.
Okay. Next up is new business, approval of previous minutes. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve the following minutes. The March 18th, 2021 regular trustee meeting.
Mark.
Yeah, but this is all. So it would have been,
right.
Chuck and myself would have been in attendance.
Right, and Doug Globes.
So at this time, I'd
unless you listen to them. It was 3 hours, though.
Aren't they all 3 hours?
So I think, I don't know if I made
this one was rough.
Yeah, right. This one was a long one. So if I didn't make the motion, I'd like to make a motion to approve the March 18th, 2021 regular trustee meeting, which Chuck Johnson and myself were in attendance.
Second.
Any more discussion on this? Roll call.
Stoba?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Abstain.
Do that if you want to listen to the meeting. They're online. You can listen to them and you can vote.
So does he abstain? Does he still, he doesn't sign them?
No.
Okay. Yeah, he won't sign them. The only person who will always sign them, whether I'm here or not, is me, because I listen to them all. Always.
Next up is approval of Township Road Detour by resolution. Sandy, you know about this?
Same with the other ones.
Okay. Looks like Hamlin.
He did multiple ones?
Yes, three, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hamlin, France.
They've already got the intersection tore out, so they almost got to give it a detour.
Yeah, the France one's all.
Yeah, two of them.
Just two.
Two roads. All right. So at this time, I move to adopt resolution number 0624-2021-044 to approve the two agreements between Medina Township and the Director of Transportation for the State of Ohio for the maintenance of France and Hamlin roads and township roads used for detour purposes as designated in the attached two-page agreement document for France Road and the attached two-page agreement document for Hamlin Road.
A second.
Any more discussion on this? Roll call.
Mr. Stoka?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Probably not reps in the end. It's probably going to be later. Okay. So. Three places aside. Front and then two for each road. One for each road, I should say.
Yes.
Yeah. No, no, I don't think there was any, the agreements. Next up is the MR&R discussion. Angela, is this in regards to that bill we received?
Well, no, it's a follow-up from last meeting. Did you decide what you're going to do?
I think we're going to, based on the conversation, I think we were going to tell them that we were going to look at other legal, preferably ones closer to the township. This is an outside counsel that we used.
Okay.
This is the one that David worked for them. He then switched and went to a different company.
I think the conversation we had was we wanted to consider
outside
people. I don't know if that totally terminates these folks at the moment. I never like to chop off, you know, something before you're in the, you have something else.
So the only thing is they didn't really know anything of our cases anyways. David did, and he's leaving and going to a different firm.
I mean, to me, again, you know, I think we need to find that other vendor in that area. But should something come up tomorrow and we don't have that person?
Well, here's the thing. We can go with David with his other firm. He's also reached out to us and said he'd like us to stay with him.
Did you get a rate?
That's why I have to call and find out to get a rate.
Well, yeah, again, I thought we left it that we were going to, this is an opportunity for us to just look, and we know what David is. I don't think, you know, again, the firm is not, you know, our concern. I think our relationship with David, him. Even though I didn't have a relationship with him, so that was where your interaction would come into play. But I think the last meeting, we just all kind of just had a consensus of this would be a time to look at that option. Now, you know, but that's all we left of that. So we just need to start looking at some options.
Are we locked in with anybody per se?
No.
So I mean, we don't really have to maybe make a motion per se, right?
You would make a motion, and
what would the motion be?
Well, if you're going to change firms,
let me contact David and find out what the rate's going to be for that if we go with him, and then. We already know what MR&R's rates are. I'm assuming, and I'll contact them to verify that their rates aren't going to change.
You're just going to want to decide soon, because remember what Walter Haverfield had done. They had kept doing work on our behalf, and we will want to send them a termination agreement or a letter. So.
Yep. And is there a list of where we look for township law? You know, that's the other thing. It's just not like normal.
Oh, there's, I know a lot of township.
You know, all the lawyers. I'm sure, Doug, you know.
Yeah, I was going to say, we find some people who are already, you know,
really,
some good people.
After seeing how much we get charged if they come out here,
right.
I really strongly suggest you stay within the county.
I think you probably could go ahead and, like, if you don't, I don't want to have continued expenses going on. So we could terminate them or give them a letter of
For MR&R.
You want a motion for that?
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement with that. We're not married to them.
Does it have to be? Can I make a motion that we provide a termination letter for MR&R legal counsel, letting them know that our terms with them are, we want to terminate that from effective immediately.
Second.
Make it a nice letter.
Thank you.
Nick's like, that could be nice.
Nick, let me just know when it's ready. I'll come up and sign it.
Okay.
You get one nice letter a month. Everything else is.
Yeah. And like I said, I'll contact David to find out what theirs just for now and just let him know that we are going to be looking.
Yeah. Maybe by next meeting we can have some.
Yeah, I can reach out to my people, and you obviously know some people.
Yeah.
So. And then
that puts a little
don't really have any people.
You don't know some people.
I don't really know. I can find some people.
You list. You want a list?
I'll take a list.
Okay.
I'm sure most of some of it will be, you know, the same list though too. So
I'm sure.
But, no, that's fine. We can do that.
You just, and you also want somebody who gets along with the prosecutor's office because they will be working mm-hmm. regularly with
right.
them. So do you want to vote on that now? Are you ready to vote?
Oh,
yeah, you second it, so.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Stoka?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
All right. Next up is Town Hall Record Security Discussion.
So, we talked about a little bit about this, Mike.
Yes, we had.
The other two, I don't think you guys don't know what's going on. We've had records go missing again, and so we've got to figure out what we're going to do about this.
We've kind of come up with a thing. The hall, the bathrooms are the only thing open during public meetings, and then the hallway and everything else in the town hall is closed off to the public. And we'll also make sure doors are closed and locked in certain areas. And then Denny, this kind of follows in regards to your stuff too, because you had a chance to meet with the security company for cameras and that, to upgrade our camera system and all that. You want to kind of explain some of that too?
I'm still waiting on a quote from them.
But I mean, just kind of what
you're changing all the cameras on the outside and get a better system.
And that'll be including in here with a new camera system.
Back here, based on you guys, and have a new sound system.
Yep.
With a speaker also, so we can hear out here. Yeah,
we can't hear you half the time.
Yeah.
Especially you, Angela, when you're facing them and talking, your voice doesn't carry back here.
So yeah. So we'll wait for the quote on that. And Denny, that was for this building, your building.
Just this building and the concession.
The concessions. All right.
Yeah, not my building.
You don't want any on your building area?
Not yet.
Okay, so basically this building and concessions area. All right.
No one has ever said that I have a quiet voice.
If you spoke in that voice, I'd agree, but when you were talking to the board, you were quiet and your voice was going through the wall.
That'll change once we get the sound system.
Okay.
So, all right, is there anything else with that?
Well, just, I mean,
how do you guys feel in regards, I mean, we're kind of working, all the cameras inside the hallway and all that will be changed.
Denny and I were talking, and we're going to get a couple different quotes.
Okay.
Once we have something, then we'll have somebody with a comparative number.
Okay.
Something to go by.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
so we have everything locked down, because I know the problem was last,
yes,
meeting, there was a door, one of the two
yeah,
doors
the
that
door
are locked.
The door should be all closed
One of them were walked out of
so
and left open.
But like
so.
I said, so they all should be locked and they will be during the meetings. And like
okay.
I said, the bathrooms will be the only thing open, access to the public.
But how do you keep somebody from accessing those other locked doors?
Well,
that's the back
room gets locked.
Yeah,
the back room's always locked.
Well, I know, but the problem is going into mix, there's records right
there. Yeah, the door. We close the door and that.
Okay.
Locks. And then once when we have the security thing, once we get more, we'll be able to.
Okay.
You know, and that might be something that we can get on, you know, while we're in a meeting or something, we can have one of the computers up.
Right. I mean, we got executive sessions, we're walking back and forth, we got
yep.
kids, we got people going to the bathroom, you know.
Right.
Some of that stuff's just kind of.
Well, I don't think the children stole the records.
Or misplaced them or something. I don't know. I mean,
this is not, I'm just.
There's multiple kids back there.
Yeah,
so.
I don't, I'm.
Like I said, so that's our solution for now, and then we'll go from there with the security system and all that. All right. Next up is police contract negotiation options discussion. So last one I mentioned about Mr. Downs' firm that we had used for a couple incidents down at the police department. He's also a labor relations, and that has done numerous contract negotiations in the county, and that. But I know you had said you'd like to maybe see if there's some other ones out there or whatever.
Yeah, the one group contacted me. I got a paper there, and I would like to think that we could have a meeting with their representatives to let them tell us, you know, their spiel.
Okay.
I hate to pack it all in on a township meeting night while we're here for extended hours. I would think that, you know, there, if we could have a special meeting with just that.
Oh, that being a lawyer thing too, it would be like an executive session.
It's an executive session item anyway, so.
Right.
I was hoping we could put it into a special meeting. It would just be for that topic. And we could have, we could come in, open it, go into executive session, have our conversation, come out, close the meeting.
I don't think you can do that until 90 days before, right, Mike?
What's that?
If you're gonna be meeting with the union.
We can do.
Oh, we can interview.
We can start with our lawyers in regards to what we're looking for negotiations.
Oh, I thought you said you wanted to meet with the union.
No, just saying with this.
These people, so we can pick which group we wanna go with.
Right.
Moving forward, because.
You may have Mr. Donson, see if he's available to come into, kind of get, because since you guys kind of really don't know.
How about I find out what kind of timeframe they're on?
Okay.
So we're not doing something super long.
Okay.
You know, in my opinion, if, fortunately, we're all fairly close here, so.
Yeah, I don't need an hour meeting, like that. It's just more of a meet and greet and.
Meet and greet, let them give us their spiel. We have this to read and be prepared for, so it shouldn't take a whole lot.
I'll see if Mr. Donson has something he wants to pass.
That would be great.
To us, that we can look at.
And we could do that, and maybe we could have these two before the next meeting, and then we can have our next meeting. Then we can actually, you know, kind of compare notes, try to move forward, because you don't wanna extend this super long.
Right.
We wanna get a team together.
That's fine. I'll reach out to Mr. Donson and let him know, and we'll go from there.
One other thing to say about this, because I know there's been a lot of, over the years, there's been a lot of non-clarity, for lack of a better word. So anything to do with the union contract can be paid with police levy funds. If the levy had not been operational, it can't be, but it is.
But it could still come from the general fund.
Well,
yes.
It could be, but that's not, the money is in the police fund.
We budgeted, in this last budget, we budgeted for.
But what I'm saying is it can come from the police fund, so there's no reason that we would not use that, because we don't bring in the same money into the general fund.
Like I said, we budgeted in this last budget for legal, and that's depending on what cost is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they can kind of.
Sounds like we're hearing there's an option.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I'm
saying is I've heard a lot about attacking the general fund, and that's, there's no reason for that. So, like I said, I looked into this, I've talked to trustees from other townships, and the way that this is done with an operational levy is you take it from the fund that is looking to go to arbitration. So that's how we're going to do it. So,
all right. It's an option.
It's a great option.
Okay, fair enough. It's an option. It's
all
a
right.
great option.
Next up is OPWC grant discussion.
Nick put that on there. It's time that we decide if we want to go for an OPWC grant for next year. I'd like to. We could either go for paving of Hamlin Road and Franklin Road, or we could go for a culvert project down here on Huffman.
We've gotten these grants before.
Yeah, that's the Tompkins Road culvert, that's what it's going to be.
What makes more sense then? You're the one that deals with whatever
paving's
we're looking
at. More money.
The paving's going to be more money?
Yeah. We'll either get it or we won't get it. I mean, it's whatever you guys.
We can't go for both.
No,
it's a reimbursement, right? It's usually what?
No, it's usually 26%. Like on a culvert project, we usually got paid 26%. But on paving, you know, Andy Conrad, he's the one that makes kind of decision, I believe, what we got to pay. And usually on a paving projects, it's like 50%, 55%. You know, so.
Can you talk to him and see what he thinks we have a better shot at?
Which one's more dire?
Either way, we're going to probably have to do both. You know?
Eventually, it'll happen.
Well, if you got to do them both, go big.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
You're going to
go big, go home.
What are the two again?
I'd like to pave Hamlin from Bosket to Route 3.
Okay.
And then Franklin from Bosket in to the Bone Center.
And what was the other project, though?
Culvert down here on Huffman Road. I don't have the culvert number, but it's the last culvert before Remsen.
Okay. Yeah, I would say the paving for sure.
So you guys want to make a resolution? before that.
You get the right numbers out of the letter.
It would be 45.
Yes, 45.
All right, then at this time, I'd like to make a motion for resolution number 06242021-045 to allow Denny Miller to go out for the OPWC grant for the paving projects. I don't think I need to list what they are. Hamlin, the Foskett, to Route 3, and Franklin, the Foskett.
And then we'll grab it to the cul-de-sac.
To the cul-de-sac.
Second that.
Any more discussion on this?
Do you want and or need any help from us on that?
No, they'll do the estimate. You know, the engineers will do the estimate for us, and then we'll have a number for next year's budget for that too. You know, if we don't get the grant, we won't know if we even get the grant until next year. So,
do they have the right emails to get a hold of us?
Yeah.
We need to put that in the tax budget then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you coming to the 29th? Are you coming to that meeting?
If I have to, I'll
do it once. Well, if not, can you send me the numbers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Yep. And then over the wintertime, I have work on that culvert, you know, figuring that culvert up too.
Okay.
Because I know there's a hole in it already, so it's just going to get work.
Actually, yeah, so any of those numbers, I didn't even think to talk to you about that, but we, you know that is on Tuesday. So, anything like that,
and then I got one other thing before you go into public comment, Mike.
All right.
As you know, we got the grant for the 2021 Community and Litter Grant.
Yes.
From the EPA for $98,500. And that is for the parking lot at the recycle bins off of Fenn Road. I'd like permission to use the county engineer's office to put that up to bid for us. The concrete portion of it. The rest of it, I'm just going to do, you know, in-house or get quotes on it, the fencing and the signage and all that.
Yeah.
So I just need the engineer's office to work on bid specs and to put it in a newspaper and online for bidding. And then they will open the bids for us on their, what's it called, like e-biz or something like that, or something like that.
We need to make a motion for that.
Mm-hmm.
You need to vote on the resolution.
Yeah, we need to vote on the resolution.
Oh, sorry. This is for a vote on the resolution. Roll call, please.
Mr. Scopa?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Thanks, Nick. We know all about that.
We would need, do you know what your advertising line is? Do I need to open another blanket for advertising? I should probably check that, huh? Okay.
Do we got to make a resolution or
just a motion for that? I think, right?
Just a motion.
It's not.
Can I make a motion to allow Denny to talk to the county engineers and ask them to prepare the bid package for the paving projects, discuss, and allow them to put that together? Second.
Any more discussion?
Also, just to let you know on that, go ahead and vote if you want.
No, go ahead, Denny.
This grant was applied for with Mark Raddis and Beth Diggins from the sanitary engineers, and both of them are gone, but without their help, I probably wouldn't have got this.
Thank you.
But that does go to state that we got correct contact information now.
Yeah, it's
fixed now.
Is that? Yeah.
Yeah.
Although we still don't know who that third person is on the...
Well, it's changed. The passwords and all that have changed, so...
Not that person's? We can't get rid of that person, so...
Why don't we just email that person and ask them, who are you?
We kind of tried. We don't... I have a feeling we're not going to get a response.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, we're good.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Scopa?
Aye. Next up,
Angela,
is
I did find out, I read this paperwork, and it does say 50% of that should be in that account.
Well, that's what, remember I told you, he said like a percentage.
Get away, look at that, and then we'll just have to put that other money up front.
I can tell you right now.
And then it'll come in after the grant's been vetted, it's all done, so.
All I can tell you. You guys can keep going and I'll look and
see. Next up is public comment. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to go to public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
We are open for public comment. Please raise your hand, state your name and address for the record. Sandra?
Sandra Billick, 3414 Hamlin Road. I just wanted to confirm the date for the second part of the zoning is going to be July 12th, 7 o'clock at Heartland, right?
Correct.
July 12th, 7 o'clock at Heartland, yes.
And then I was wondering if you all were going to post that on your Facebook page and the township website so that people know when it's going to be.
Yes, we will get those posted.
Thank you. And because otherwise there's just a lot of confusion with people not knowing where to go and whatnot. Do you know if the audio is going to be made available?
We're working on that today.
Thank
it should
you.
Be getting on the website either today or tomorrow
Thank
or something
you.
Like that.
Thank you. And then the next thing I want to talk about is that kind of the process. So I know I actually thought the public hearing went really well. I thought everybody had a lot of fun. But when it gets towards your portion of it, I might want to ask if you guys are going to be okay with the hold-up signs and that kind of thing. So just think about it, you know, for your portion. And then, you know, and then we'll...
I think my answer is...
And then we'll talk about it. But now you got to tell you, the people...
They had fun with it.
People had fun, and they might be looking
forward. Some people didn't have fun, no.
They have fun. So, but just let me know so that we can plan and not, you know, have everything all set up and have a problem.
Okay.
Let's see, what else? Okay, and the other thing I wanted to talk about is, I think what you were referring to earlier was the little discourse up there on the stage. Because people were really, I mean, it was like a hot topic on social media, and people were like, who is that and what's going on? But I think there's going to be some discussion about that, you said, and hopefully that'll get taken care of. Because, I mean, it was on the Channel 19 News. I mean, they showed it. They showed, when the Channel 19 News showed that, they showed that clip. Not the whole thing, but it was definitely there. And I just wanted to make some comments about the police chief. I know you're actively looking for a new police chief. And just in my opinion, what's wrong with hiring somebody that maybe doesn't necessarily have, you know, all these college degrees and credentials? What's wrong with hiring a person that just has, you know, good old common sense? You know, somebody that's, you know, a nice person, somebody that's going to come to the township meetings. You know, by gosh, maybe even a woman. You know what I mean? I mean, there's lots of police chiefs across the whole country that's a woman. So I just thought I would throw that out there, because sometimes it's not necessarily the person that looks best on paper. It's the person that's, you know, a people person. And, you know, sometimes that makes a good leader. And I just want to know how question 10 was coming as far as getting that fixed. Have you gotten a chance to...
I'll leave that in Chuck's hands over here.
Oh, okay.
Had to drum roll.
For you, young lady.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm ecstatic. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You can critique me on my artwork.
Thank you very much. And the last thing I just wanted to bring up, this is kind of interesting. I actually love the Medina Post. You know, I love their little surveys that they do. And, you know, I even participated in them. It's like, oh, I'm in the minority, oh, I'm in the majority, whatever. But the one today, you know, maybe you weren't aware, the one today was talking about our little issue here with the sheets. And as of when I left, it was kind of interesting because 33.5% said yes, they would like to see the zoning changed. And then 47% said no, they'd like it to remain as it is. And 19.5% said they didn't care. But keep in mind, this is for the whole county. I just thought that was kind of interesting, you know? I would have thought it would have been actually closer together. But maybe it'll change by tomorrow. I mean, that was as of that time. So that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sandra. Yes?
Bonnie Finley, 3414 Huffman. I just want to make a quick comment. I wasn't going to say anything, but the Medina Post question actually posed it wrong. They didn't ask if we were in favor of rezoning. They said, are you in favor of giving sheets of variance? So I think it's going to sends some misinformation to people, but hopefully we can then correct it. And Alice will do a great job of correcting it, obviously, at her meeting. So, but just wanted to put that in.
Thank you. Anything else, Bonnie? Anyone else? Yes.
Hi, Tracy Kelly, 3862 Dartford Lane. I'm the president of Canterbury Point right now, and just wondering if we'll be able to come back into use this room for our meetings.
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
I guess we can ask right now and see how they feel. I'll ask Nick first, because Nick's usually the one. Nick, do you have a problem if we open things back up again to the associations? You guys usually meet, what, once a month,
Monday.
And then the other one usually meets once a quarter, maybe, or once a year type thing. And I think those are really the only two we really had.
There's a couple more that meet once a month.
Okay.
Sometimes.
How do you guys feel?
I say we double the price. Double or nothing is nothing, right?
Zero, yeah. So you're going to pay zero,
right? Chuck?
Good.
I don't think we need a motion to just say. Just go through Nick to schedule everything and that, since he'll be the one to kind of make sure.
Okay.
And that, so.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And I don't know, Nick, if you want to maybe get a little letter together with their associations that we usually have, just to let them know, because I know the other one over there, I'm drawing a blank right now, they've been asking me when they can come back, because they're looking to have a meeting too. So.
Okay, I'll set that up again.
Okay.
What? Just a quick question, what time do those meetings usually take place?
Evening? 6 to 8, usually, hopefully not any later than 8, but we start at 6.
And then I think a couple of them were during the day.
Some of them are in the afternoon.
Yeah, afternoon. So it kind of goes, and then.
As long as it doesn't.
Do we have to prepare change out?
I don't really think so, right, Nick? There's really not a whole lot that you have to. You just have to make sure that it's open for them, and that's basically it. And then somebody's here while they're.
They handle the meetings all themselves.
Yeah.
Okay.
And who's here normally?
Nick's usually here, or.
I'll open up for him, and I'll close up.
Or if he can't, then he can. You know, a couple times we have one of us know we can come up in that. So
that's what I was saying. I didn't want to dump it on him.
Yeah, we'll always have somebody up. I'll always have somebody else.
Thank you.
Is that it?
That's all. Thank you.
Anyone else? Public comment? Alice?
And just following up on what Bonnie said, I've got the sign up, and it says, should the Nevada Township grant a zoning variance at Route 3 and 71 intersection for Sheets? So, it's a newspaper. They don't always get things right, but supposedly it's closed by 6 o'clock, so I don't know what it's going to be. But just for the record, there was over 300 people there Monday night. I was told they put out 200 chairs, and there were like 30 people, give or take, standing in the back. And when I talked to Melody the next day, I said, I'm really glad you put the 200 chairs out. She says, no, I put out 305.
Oh, wow.
So nice. Then we had, like I say, 25, 30 people in the back. So we had roughly a 335 turnout of people, which I thought was
good. To add on to that note, we'll be in the big sanctuary next time.
Yes.
So they're not going to.
When I talked with Melanie, she said she put us in the other because the chairs are already there. They didn't have to put up and take down 300 chairs. I'm not sure if that meeting is going to be as well attended, but I'm sure there will be some people there that want to hear the discussion of the board and the final vote that the commission will make. And then, of course, we'll forward it on to you, the hot potato, and then you can work with it from there. But I think the meeting went reasonably well for that large of a crowd. Everybody was pretty well behaved, with maybe one exception, but we won't bother going into that. But I think it worked out well. The people had an opportunity to speak. They had an opportunity to, a lot of them did quite a bit of research, and some of their letters were 2-3 pages, which were more than the one line, we don't want it type letter. But I think it went well, and hopefully the next meeting will as well. And
when is the next meeting?
July 12th. It'll be at the Heartland Community Church again. When you go up the driveway, you're in the building on the left, the driver will be in the building on the right.
At what time?
7 o'clock.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alice.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Since we're on a sheet subject.
Yes, Denny.
I'd like you to say on record that we're allowed to take the signs down on public property.
Yes, so.
Down at the cemetery.
Denny has found some signs for sheets that were on township property. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to allow Denny Miller, road superintendent, to remove any signs that are on township property as they relate to sheets or anything. They really shouldn't be on township property.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
All right. Good, Denny?
I just don't want to be.
Right.
Somebody see me take it down.
Yep, that's fine.
Take my picture and then I'm on the front page of the paper.
No, yeah. Township property, shouldn't be putting it up on township property. Private property, that's fine, but not township property. Anyone else? Anyone online on the go-to that has a question or that? Once, twice? Anyone else in the audience? Three times? This time, I'd like to make a motion to close public comment.
Seconds.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Next up on our agenda, we have a few executive sessions. We actually have one more that we're adding. So we actually have three executive sessions.
Real quick, can I just tell Denny, it has not hit yet? No money? Okay. Did he tell you when?
I got a call in too. I just read the paperwork and that's what it said.
Okay, so you might want to ask when to expect that.
I'll try to.
Because honestly, when that kind of money comes in too, I need to check our collateral pool. So if you could let me know, that'd be great.
Yep, we'll do.
All right. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to go into executive session to discuss employee compensation.
Did they vote on closing the public comment?
With the two trustees and myself.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
We are in executive session at 8:10 p.m.
Are you shutting that down, Chuck?
No, I just turned my camera off.
Oh, my camera off, too. Yes.
Yeah, no, I said, do you know who voted? It's you. Who voted next, you know? Did you guys just go back? Hi, my love. I always do, yeah. Yes. I have to be, because I have to be. Yeah, that's right.
You take care of yourself.
No, we want.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
They're painting the afterboard, I know that.
Right away, they're putting it?
All right.
Back in session.
Are you good, Angela, with that on?
It's on.
Okay. We're back from executive session to discuss employee compensation with the two trustees and myself, so three trustees were in the back. No decisions were made, and we're back at 8:39 p.m. This time.
Before we do anything.
Yes.
I'd like, Chuck, you said you thought the children stole the records last meeting.
I never said that one iota. All I said is we have multiple people going to the bathroom, we have children in the back, we have other people in the back. So to say I said that they stole something is incorrect.
Well, my child and Jonathan Edwards was in the back, but they were sitting in Elaine's office. Aiden, did you take two timesheets last?
No.
Okay.
And I was not accusing you, Aiden, either.
So just to be clear, there were two timesheets.
But I want to be perfectly clear also. All I'm saying is when we don't know who's back there, I was just naming that there are people here, there's people back there.
And I understand how things can fall off of desks. That's why this was put on the agenda, because that's
right,
the problem.
Right, but don't accuse me of.
We locked the door, the door's locked again,
right.
We'll start that procedure. And like I said, only public has access to the restrooms, and we'll go from there.
This, again, I don't think this board understands that records are, fall under my responsibility. So it's coming to a point where I have to, if I have to take these out of here and go get a storage unit and lock them up, which is going to be very difficult for Nick, because he's going to have to run up there every time he has to get something, that's not fair.
Well, we'll look at doing the doors again.
I'll say, why don't you look at rekeying everything? I mean, if that's the case.
You want to rekey the doors?
What happened was.
Who knows who has keys?
Right.
But that's not what happened last. That's not what happened last meeting.
No, I know, but I mean, we're trying to figure out solutions in regards to going forward.
What happened was exactly.
Which time cards got missed?
Two of Cliff Hawker's time sheets went missing, and then there's a public records request that came in requesting Cliff Hawker's time sheets.
I have never personally have ever seen Cliff Hawker's time sheets.
They were sitting on the back table.
I didn't see them when we were back there. I'm just saying.
I look at everything on that table to sign it, because I feel like I got to sign everything in the world, and I never saw them.
They were there.
Well, like I said, so going forward, Danny, will you look at rekeying all the township, town hall keys again, or locks?
Tell me how you want keys now. What do you want everybody to get into?
I think the fob thing would be.
Right now, we got, what, three keys we need to get in this building?
Yes. Can you redo it so we can have one? Can we do it so we can have two keys that basically the trustees, the fiscal officer, I'm going to say Nick, because he has to get access to, we'll have access to the back room where all the records are. What about Elaine? Because Elaine needs to drop in the drop box.
The problem being was that there were people here that during this meeting, the only access should be this door to get in and out. And that is not what happened. There were two people here who left by way of either the back, this back door, or out that way, went through Nick's office and went and then unlocked. So either way, a door was unlocked that shouldn't have been. That shouldn't be happening. Somebody got into that.
Yeah, you can't accuse somebody of something you don't know. And that's what I'm saying.
I'm not accusing someone of something I don't know. I am saying that there was.
We need to have a better locking system.
I'm saying that they locked through doors that weren't these doors. That we know, for sure.
Like I said, going forward, we're trying to get, so we can, let's key, like I said, Denny. So we have the three trustees, a fiscal officer, Nick. Like I said, do we need Elaine because she has to get into the back to do the drop?
Yes.
And Elaine.
Because she has to put things
in. To have only the keys to that back door.
I've got to get back here for the cemetery stuff.
So you know what?
And you for the cemetery stuff. But we'll have a list as to who has the keys for which.
Well, that's what I say. We need a list.
And then the other doors.
Those few people with those keys, and we have a practice.
But the problem, you're not understanding. The problem was not who had the keys, because
like
in
I said,
this particular
Angela,
case,
we'll have things locked. That door's,
but it won't be open anymore. That's the whole point. That's been brought to our attention.
Rekey that door.
Rekey that one through one lock.
Oh, during our meeting, that door is locked, right?
Right.
So the only way that anybody could got back there is to go right through that door right there.
And that's exactly what happened last meeting.
But I don't know who went through there.
Like I said,
do you want to say names in public?
No, like I said, there
were
multiple
people
in and out and everything. So
okay.
So there were two people, they left at the same time.
But like I said, Denny, look at rekeying that one.
No, it wasn't any of us.
And then we'll give that key back that we have.
It'd be cheaper for me to just buy a new lock and get the keys made.
All right.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Let's be logical.
Right.
And approach the problem is the security. That's
right.
The problem. So.
But what I'm saying is the issue being that we can rekey that all we want. The whole thing was that it was locked. So that door,
No, but the door to the trustee room was not locked at the time.
Correct.
Which now we're taking steps that's locked.
So what are we going to do? Have Nick put everything that is on his desk also? Make sure
we can lock that door too.
It was locked.
No, not the
door
middle.
Right there in the hallway. That locks also.
Is that on a different key system as well?
That should be on that one key system that all these.
I don't know which one does what.
It would probably be
so
the.
That's going to need. That's fine. That needs to be locked as well. Then
we'll figure out which key it is, and everybody will have it, and then we'll go from there.
That needs to be locked.
That better?
Fine. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So next up is executive session to discuss employee discipline. Chuck, I know you put this on. Who do you want back there?
All of us is fine.
All When you say all of us?
Fiscal officer and three trustees.
Can you make a motion?
Well, that's why I just want to make sure.
Okay.
So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to go to an executive session to discuss employee discipline with the three trustees and the fiscal officer. Open.
What?
Second.
Yes. Second. I'm looking for
sorry, I'm sorry.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
We're in executive session at 8:46 p.m.
Okay, you're on.
We are back from executive session where the three trustees and a fiscal officer were discussing employee discipline. No decisions were made, and we're back at 9:15 p.m. Before we go to the next executive session that we wasn't on the list, but we had to add, I'd like to make a motion to allow Chief Travis Colonius out of his contract. Effective July 30th would be his last day, or July 31st. What's the last day in July?
I think it's on 31st. Yep.
July 31st?
Yes.
Yes. A second.
Any discussion on this? We've looked at, there will be no compensation based on what his contract reads and what our employee handbook reads. He doesn't meet the number of years for any of the payouts.
So just payout on any vacation left?
Not even that, I don't think.
No, I believe there
nope,
is.
Nope, it says you have to have 15 consecutive years of vacation.
No,
in our handbook.
Yeah, he gets paid vacation.
No, he gets paid vacation.
Sick. He has to have 15 years for sick time.
Hold on.
Just looked in my...
I'm fairly certain he gets... We checked with the press, hold on.
He said he won't have enough. He said there won't be any vacation time.
Hey, what? He had 130 hours before this. There's no way. Is he going to take more vacation?
He did take more vacation.
Okay. Well, hold on. But vacation, don't have vacation.
It's done.
Any employee who fails to use any vacation leave will receive payment at their current rate of pay for all unused leave.
Or something there said 15 years, 15 consecutive years.
Yeah, vacation time will be paid out for employees upon retirement who have a minimum of 10 years. But, okay, so,
I mean,
yes, you're right on that, but it does say any unused vacation upon separation shall be paid to the employee or transferred to another agency.
Well, he's retiring.
Yeah, I know. But any unused vacation upon separation shall be paid to the employer, transferred to another agency. We reached out to the prosecutor's office, and Heidi Carroll said he would be paid vacation, I'm pretty sure. Let's look at that. We'll look at that letter.
Then you want me to rescind my motion for right now?
Do you not want to let him out of his contract?
No, I think we're all in agreement on that.
I would just let him out.
I would let him out of his contract and whatever we're obligated to.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to be, honestly, if he took how many hours of vacation this time? It was, what, 80, 40?
Yeah.
So 130 minus 40, was it 90?
We'll have it pretty well.
It's whatever.
Yeah.
All right, then.
We'll do what we do.
I'll just keep my motion. Somebody second it.
Okay, second it.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
So will there be a acting chief, or are you just going to act as chief?
We haven't discussed just yet, but we're working on that. That'll be this decision.
I mean, you understand the budget, you understand the schedule, so.
Like I said, I mean, I'm still going to need help over from there in regards to, so, but like I said, we'll go from there. Right now, that's the first thing. I think we still have a whole month.
Okay.
To decide. All right. Next up is an executive session to discuss employee discipline. This time I'd like to make a motion to go in executive session to discuss employee discipline with the three trustees, the fiscal officer, and the investigator of fiscal office, Cliff Hawker.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stopa?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
We are in executive session at 9:19 p.m. Is that done?
Yep. Yeah. I mean, but we still have a meeting after that, right?
We're back from executive session where the three trustees, the fiscal officer, and the investigator of fiscal office, Cliff Walker, were in discussing employee discipline. No decisions were made, and we were back at 10:22 p.m. One thing before we leave.
I guess two things. I'll make it two things.
Two things?
Real quick.
All right. First thing, I'd like to make a motion to announce that we will have ongoing employment positions for the secretary to the township, part-time, as well as we still have some openings for BZA and...
Right, BZA alternate.
And a BZA alternate.
Oh, no, sorry.
No.
BZA full-time.
Full-time and an alternate for the zoning commission. Please submit your resume or letters of interest to either the township...
Secretary or office assistant?
Office assistant. And also in the motion that Chuck will be able to conduct the interviews and have the ability to offer the position to the candidate he feels is the right fit at that time.
I'd second that.
Anything else?
No.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye. All right. Now I got one last thing too. Since Heartland is helping us out with using their facilities, which was working out great, I think. They do have staff on there that they're paying to do it. So again, when I found out that we're going to be having another meeting and they're going to have the staff again and everything like that, I just brought up to Melody that we would like to compensate them for that financial burden, you know, because we're already putting up the facility and everything else that I, you know, I would just bring it up. And then when I talked to her, she said, well, let's just worry about it after, you know, the 12 or anything. But I just wanted to kind of get your guys' thought on it because I feel it's the right thing to do when somebody's helping us out of a pickle.
Well, and in all reality, if we were going to some other facility, there would be fees associated to that.
Probably,
so I think it's absolutely appropriate.
Do you know about how much?
I could say something here, the trustees, too bad I'm doing it anyway. Once the trustees.
What's your name and address?
Dum-dum number two. All kidding aside, once we get through with our meeting, it's going to be shifted to you, and you will need to have a facility for the meeting because I don't anticipate a large crowd on the 12th like we had, but for your meeting, I would think that crowd would probably be very close to the same size because they realize we're advising and you're final.
And we don't have enough room, you're saying, here?
Probably not.
We can open the windows.
Well, you know, I've had meetings where people stood outside of the windows. That's not a good idea.
No, I don't have a problem with what Chuck brought up.
Yeah, so like I said, we'll figure out something to be fair to everybody and everything. I just wanted to kind of open up that conversation.
Would you be able to find out?
It's not going to be over $1,000 or anything like that.
Oh, okay. So
no,
we'll just take that. You know what? I'll look at what we have in zoning.
If we keep having all these meetings, it might go up.
Well, you'll have the 12th and you'll have one of yours.
Right.
And whether or not you continue yours or not, is that's your issue. But there's at least two more meetings that we would want to hold.
Right. And I don't want to set a precedence for them that, hey, we're going to have all these big meetings at your place either. You know,
No, but in the winter, we could have it at the service station.
Right. I'll check out where we're at with funds, and because we should pay it from zoning, I would think, right? And then if we need to move money for our next meeting, we will.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Like I said, but we don't really know anything yet. I don't think they're gonna be, you know, nailing us or anything. But again, it's just open the conversation, that's all.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all I have right now.
Anything else? Then at this time I'd like to make a motion to adjourn the Medina Township trustee regular scheduled meeting.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Stoker?
Aye.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Johnson?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 10:27 p.m.
We're done.
We are done.
Well.